Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZA for our locker room chats. We finished out here with the Onega Buffaloes head coach, Jason Klaycamp. This locker room chat is provided by Blue Valley Technologies Community Healthcare System and Onega Pharmacy. Well, it's been three games since last time we spoke, coach, including two wins back-to-back in the TVL tournament with a 41-38 victory over the Frankfort Wildcats and a big victory over the Valley Heights Mustangs, 61-48. Unfortunately, falling to a loss earlier this week on Tuesday against Wabunsee. But, Coach, tell me about those big wins for you and your team, getting win 3 and 4 of the season.
Yeah, I thought the TVL tournament got switched around a little bit, so we ended up playing at Frankfort last week. That was a big win for us on their home floor. We did a lot of things good. We're getting to where we're working inside out. We're getting better shots. Kaysen had a big game in that one. I think he had 23. And then Monday, makeup game for the TVL, we meet Valley Heights, and we had three guys in double figures there. I think Coy had 16, Maddox had 15, and Kaysen had 14. So we got good offensive production. I think in that game we had 23 field goals and had 19 assists. So we moved the ball really well in that game. I think at one point we were up like 25 on them, and let them come back a little bit in the end. But and then last night at Wabunsee, I thought we played well enough to win. That game was actually a single-digit game almost the entire game. First quarter kind of hurt us a little bit, but we crawled back in, and we just couldn't get any closer than about 5 points. But I thought we played really well against a team on their home floor who right now is ranked, I think, number 8 in the state. So we put three really good games together, and I think we're kind of starting to hit our stride here and at the right time of the year, too.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're getting down the home stretch, the final month left of play. But, you know, kind of keep hitting back in those last three games you played. I mean, you mentioned a lot of great things. Kaysen Huffless, you had a great game against Frankfort, 23 points, 12 rebounds. Valley Heights, he had 14. Maddox had 15. Coy Dieter, he had a good game with 16 points. And Wabunsee, even though there was a loss, Kaysen Huffless, still a great night, 14 points, 20 rebounds, 5 blocks. And you said it best, your team is playing at a high level, you know, with a home stretch of a month left to go of the regular season. I mean, how impressive is it for your team to find these couple of wins and really start building confidence in these players going into this final part of the season?
Yeah, I think it's huge for us. And I think we've only had two or three home games here, but we'll finish the season. I think we got 8 games left, and we'll finish the season. 4 of those will be at home. So that'll be nice to get back home for a little bit. I think the biggest thing for us is just being healthy. I think one of the big things was getting Keegan Vinnenberg back. He missed the whole first half, and that's really helped Kaysen down low to become a little more dominant because Keegan is our other post player that has done some nice things for us. I think he had 8 points last night and 5 or 6 rebounds, and he blocks out a lot of the guys so Kaysen can go get the boards. So I think just health for us has been big here in the last couple of weeks, and I really feel like since we came back from Christmas, we've played well. We just got to do some of the little things better, a few less turnovers here and there, little better shot selection at times. But I think we're starting to see that, and we're starting to get to where we want to be.
Upcoming here, you have Clifton Clyde on Friday, next Tuesday, against the Frankfort Wildcats, a team that you just beat 41-38. What are some keys to these upcoming matchups for you and your unit?
I think the biggest key for us in both of those is continue to try to pound the ball inside, and when they take that away, our guards have to knock down the shots outside. I know here against Valley Heights, I think we shot 50% from 3, which we got good looks at the basket because they're keying on Kaysen, and that's what we need, is just to make sure our shot selection is good and take care of the ball. Going out to Clifton Clyde, that's going to be a tough game on their home floor, but I think it's a game that we can give ourselves a chance to be successful in. And then we beat Frankfort on their home floor, so hopefully coming back to our floor, we'll have a little confidence and get another W there. But we're going to have to continue to get better every night out in order to sustain our success through the last 2 or 3 games.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 7 of our locker room chat.
Thank you.
That was head coach of the Onega Buffalo boys, Jason Klaycamp. Again, upcoming on the Onega Buffalo schedule, it's the Clifton Clyde Eagles, and then on next Tuesday, it's the Frankfort Wildcats.